We want to go over to Jared Blickery. He is standing by with Take-Two Interactive's earnings, Take-Two shares, keeping tabs on them. And after hours, Jared, what do we need to know?
That's right. Stock's down about 1% right now. I've seen it both up and down, as much as 7% to the upside and a few percentage points to the downside. Missing a lot of the key numbers, or on a lot of the key numbers. Third quarter adjusted revenue coming in a little bit light, $866.1 million. The street was expecting $870.5 million. Adjusted EPS coming in at $1.32. The estimate was for lower, so a nice beat there. The Wall Street estimate was for 20 cents lower at $1.12. Digital online net booking, $762.3 million. That's up 12% year over year, and that's also a beat of the street's number of $745.2 million. Now, physical retail and other net bookings, those were $103.8 million, pretty light of the Wall Street estimate of $120.4 million, also a decline of 23% year over year. And then finally, digital online net bookings percentage of the total is 88% versus the estimate of 85%. Now, we do have their forecast for the full year. They're seeing adjusted revenue of $3.37 billion to $3.42 billion. The estimate was for higher at $3.48 billion, so a bit of a miss there. Also seeing adjusted EPS of $4.75 to $4.85. Previously, they saw $4.20 to $4.45. All of that lower, well, I'm going to call it the midpoint. The estimate is for 477, so that is kind of, I would say, meeting estimates. Now, for the fourth quarter, this forecast, they're seeing adjusted revenue of $808 million to $858 million. The estimate was for quite a bit higher, $918.7 million. So all in all, kind of a mixed bag, but some misses on some of those key numbers. Now, I just want to take a one-year look of the stock, and you can see underwater here by about 15%. Most of this is trading sideways. We did get some news the other day, Grand Theft Auto, the new version, the new episode, whatever you want to call it, that's coming out soon. That is underway. I don't know how soon that's going to be. Also, they have that Zynga purchase they announced during the quarter. Not sure exactly when that's going to close, so there's going to be a lot of talk about that on the analyst and the earnings call. So all in all, the stock off, looks like it's down about 3%. Sorry about that, guys. Off 3% in after hours trading here. Take two.
Yeah, it's moving around quite a bit here in after hours trading, Jared. Thanks so much for breaking that down. Of course, the parent company of many of those popular franchises that you mentioned, GTA, of course, NBA 2K, and so forth as well. We'll continue to track them in after hours trading here. Appreciate the updates, Jared.